Merritt Street, we're building a new morning show where our guiding principle is to always value your time.
We'd love for you to join us. Be part of our community.
Each morning will be packed full of news, information, advice, and a lot of fun.
And we promise we'll never waste your time.
I'm Dominique Soxa.
I'm Fanchon Stinger. Join us for Morning on Merritt Street.
8 a.m. Eastern, 7 Central. Essential television.
Today on an all-new Dr. Phil.
We're going to talk about lifestyles.
My wife is desperately in need of wife lessons.
Think your husband's demanding?
You don't do the dishwasher right. You don't do the laundry right. You don't cook very well.
I don't have a husband who thinks I'm great.
He expects her to be a Stepford wife.
I've always wanted Kelly to meet me at the front door in a French maid's outfit.
You wanted her to mow the yard in something sexy?
I'm just trying to help her get out of her comfort zone.
Oh, I think she's out of her comfort zone. You couldn't dig a bigger hole if I brought you a backhoe out here. Coming up. Let's do it. I want you to get excited about your life.
Here we go. In 10.
Stand by, camera set.
If you're going to talk to me, you're going to have to be honest.
Stand by, Dr. Phil.
Showtime. This is going to be a changing day in your life.
Stand by, A, and relay check in. Go, Dr. Phil.
Hear from women who want help being the best mother, but rarely do they ask about how to be the best wife. Usually, they think they kind of have a plan for that, and they just want me to fix their husbands. All right. Well, today, we're going to talk about something we call wife styles. What makes a good wife? Is it cooking, cleaning, raising the kids, and great sex? Well, I've gotten lots of emails from men and women who I think are totally missing the boat on what it takes to be a really good missus. And yes, we're doing shows about what it takes to be a really good mister, so you don't need to write me about that. Already saw you coming. Now, my first guest, Grant, says he wants his wife, Kelly, to be perfect, but he thinks she is far from it. Kelly says she's home slaving with three kids all day, and all Grant can do is come home, criticize her cooking, cleaning, and her frumpy clothes, and then expect her to be his sex toy. Take a look.
Where on earth am I supposed to find things in the pantry? Shouldn't these go in, like, the kids' toy room? My wife is desperately in need of wife lessons.
Grant wants a perfect house, awesome dips, hot, sexy wife.
I think every guy would like his wife to be a Stepford wife.
Grant complains about how I do laundry.
Kelly will leave wet clothes in the washing machine for days.
How I keep the pantry.
I think you ought to go through and get some of the stuff out.
How I put the pots and pans away.
Look, everything is in there just kind of thrown. Your time is limited. You need to be able to get the tools you need and get out.
We disagree over where the kitchen table should be.
I think centering the table right underneath the light, I think that's the perfect way to align it.
Whatever. If Grant could dress me, I would be wearing a short skirt, a tight shirt, and high heels.
I've always wanted Kelly to meet me at the front door in a French maid's outfit. I'd love to see Kelly in a pair of Daisy Dukes.
Grant would love to see me go wash his truck in a swimsuit, preferably a small one. Grant would like bigger breasts.
I've asked my wife if she'd be interested in getting breast implants. She didn't turn me down flat, so there could be hope.
I would not get breast implants.
Rocking out?
Grant expects me to be responsible for the children and the meals.
I do have a grading system for how a meal turns out. A C meal is typically thrown together or came out of a box, top ramen, spaghetti.
I'd like to go through the cookbooks together with you and find some things that maybe we haven't tried.
Do you want some tuna and macaroni toss?
Ugh, no.
If I'm just gonna get a C, why bother?
We disagree about clearing out clutter.
I don't have a problem closing the
drawer. Oh, the drawer has a problem. I just think you have too much stuff in here.
You're so full of it.
I do have high expectations and high standards, and I expect them to be met.
Grant treats me like I'm stupid.
There's no hands inside the dishwasher that come up and scrub something that's really stuck on there. Dishwashers don't work that way.
The pressure to be the wife Grant wants is overwhelming. Dr. Phil, my husband constantly criticizes my clothing, my cooking, my housekeeping, and me. I'm tired of the pressure of trying to be a perfect wife.
What do you think about that as you watch it? Pretty fair representation of his attitude?
Yes.
Has he broken your spirit?
Yes. Sometimes I feel like if I compromise or if I am flexible, that it's not enough. I feel like he pushes into that give on my part, and it's not appreciated. I feel like if I make a 30% improvement, he then pushes for the other 70 right away. And so sometimes I do just put up a wall.
Well, how's this working for you?
You know, we've made a lot of progress to get where we're at right now. We need some help in continuing with that progress. Right now we're kind of at a stalemate. Well, we disagree on some things and we're looking to make some changes to get
going. Well, the operative word I just heard you say was we. We need some help. Do you mean that, or do you mean she needs some help? Because I read your letter, and you said you're going to bring her down here and hope that I get her some wife classes and get her straightened up. Isn't that pretty much the way that read? I can go get the letter.
No, I believe that's what it said. I
just don't want you to say one thing to her and then come up here and kind of mealy-mouth around about it. If you want what you want, then you got to be willing to own it. Here's what you said. You said everybody wants a Stepford wife, including you. And a Stepford wife, you mean a robot that is programmed to do exactly what you want when you want it, right?
Well, that's pretty close.
Pardon me?
That's pretty close.
Yeah, that's pretty close. Okay, yeah, it's a good deal if you can get it. You said you're scared that this is as good as it gets. And that's not good enough, and you're afraid that's as good as it gets. You said that Grant wants you to get glamour shots made. He wants you to have long nails, get breast implants, and look like one of the desperate housewives. You understand that that's all a TV show. That's lights and cameras and all of that kind of stuff. I mean, you get that, right?
I do.
People don't really look like that.
Well, yeah, and I think that's kind of an extreme. Kelly and I kind of disagree on what she wears when we go out. I kind of like her to dress a little bit younger and like she's in the prime of, like she's her age. She kind of likes to go shopping with her mom, and I think they buy the same clothes sometimes.
Okay, so you're here not only to alienate your wife, but your mother-in-law. Okay. You couldn't dig a bigger hole if I brought you a backhoe out here. All right, next, we put Grant to the wife test. I have a lot of questions for him. The question is, can he be the queen of his domain? We're going to find out what happens when Kelly hands over the dish rag and the spatula. We'll be right back. So, what's expected of a good wife? This is the question we're asking today. Now, Grant and Kelly can't agree on her role in the home. He would love to have a Stepford wife. You know, those perfect-looking women with a perfect meal on the table, the immaculate house and kids who behave like angels. Now, you say, yeah, that's pretty much what I want. We wanted to see whether he could do this himself. Like, you're an engineer, right?
Yes. Yeah,
so you're an electrical engineer, very precise, everything's just right, and you just think she just needs to close that gap and do a better job. So we told Kelly to get out of the way, let Grant take over the house. She's the one behind the camera. Take a look.
What am I supposed to be doing now?
Taking care of the kids, keeping the house really clean, cooking A-plus meals, probably put on something short, tight, and made of spandex, too.
Here
her some dinner.
Oh, honey, you took the beans and the meat out of the freezer and warmed them up.
You know what? I'll put that meat and beans any day against anything you make. Are you playing with your dinner? Did you have beans in your hair?
No.
Wash off your hands and put your plate by the sink.
I'm pretty tired. That's a shirt.
No, it's a dress.
It is not a dress.
So, how'd you do?
You know, I never said what Kelly does is easy.
No, you just said you wanted her to do it in spandex, short skirts, chiffon, high heels, chokers, leather, and thigh-high boots.
Wow, you got everything there.
I do. I do my homework. Okay, so this is what you want her to do what you just did in. We got those pictures from y'all. Him.
Yeah.
These are the things you wanted her to wear. Did you say you wanted her to mow the yard in something sexy?
Wash his truck.
Wash his truck in something sexy? Like?
I'm just trying to propose things that'll help her get out of her comfort zone a little bit.
Oh, I think she's out of her comfort zone. Yeah, I think she's out of her comfort zone. So, are you a perfect husband?
No, I'm not. But I think my expectations are realistic, and I think they're attainable.
Really?
In all honesty, I think some of these things, I don't expect things for us that aren't attainable.
No, what you expect for you are things that are unattainable. That's the problem, because if you think she's going to be going around in a French maid's outfit with three kids and washing your truck outside, all while you're taking her inventory. Does that just make you just feel really sexy and romantic?
I don't know how it makes me feel. You know, it feels unobtainable. It just feels unobtainable. So why try? Why bother? Why try?
Do you think you should have to do that?
No, no. And I have a question for you. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
What does that mean when he says I'm mediocre? You know, or that he implies he's settling for me. You know, what does that mean?
Well, he's just being commonsensical.
But can I really... can I really be the love of his life if he's settling for me? Do you settle for the great love of your life?
Okay, she said on the tape in here that she just feels defeated, that this is just... You can't do it, so why try, I think is what she said. Mm-hmm. Said it makes me feel stupid. I can't get there from here, so why bother? Now, you're a smart guy, right? You've been to school. Okay, I mean, don't you...
That's not how I want her to feel, because I'm not going to get anywhere that way. Neither of us are going to succeed. I don't think that's the way she should feel. What I'm trying to do...
Wait a minute. I don't think you need to be telling her how she should feel. Let's be talking about the messages that you're giving. What do you expect her response to be when you do what you're doing? When you say the things that you're saying, your meals are C+. You dress frumpy like your mother. I want you to sex it up some, and I want you to start doing a better job. You don't do the dishwasher right. You don't do the laundry right. You don't cook very well, and you don't do it very sexy while you're doing it. Oh boy, that just turns her on.
I think Kelly's heart is in the right place. She works really hard at what she
does. No, we're talking about your heart, not hers. We're talking about yours. All right, think about it, all right. Let's take a break, because I think you need a minute to gather your thoughts here. I'm trying to help you here.
I appreciate it.
I don't think you do. But I'm trying to help you here, and it was interesting. Robin sometimes reads the notebooks, because she's my feminine side, and I get a thick notebook on everybody. She read this one and woke up the next morning and said, I could not sleep all night, and I wrote Grant a letter. In the middle of the night. We'll be right back.
Mop's probably due to be retired. Just gonna set this out in the garage.
No, leave it in here, Grant. This is stuff I use.
I think that there is one right way to do things.
I don't know that belongs in there. What about this pitcher?
Leave my Tupperware alone. Grant is quick to point out what I'm doing wrong.
You put the dish in and then you wash it off like this. You have to wash the food off a little bit because if you don't, it plugs up the garbage disposal. You put it in just like that.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The first page of a book never tells the full story. And those news alerts and headlines, like the ones we get on our phones, don't even scratch the surface of what the story is really all about. Stories are like people, multi-layered and complex. It takes some digging to find the truth, but when we find it, it can change our world. We like to dig. The news on Merritt Street. Essential television.
I want to talk to you today about being married. Now, I didn't say getting married, I said being married, and there's a huge difference. When you're talking about getting married, it's an event, it's fun, and everybody celebrates. But the process of being married after the fact, while it can be very rewarding and give you so much to fulfill yourself and your dreams, merging two lives can actually be very frustrating. Think about it. You're going to have to start sharing space and time and energy and money. You're going to have to create a division of labor. You're going to have to start making compromises. The best strategy to having a good partner is to be a good partner. If you come into your relationship with a critical spirit, you will get resistance and you will get people withdrawing from you. If you come in with an accepting spirit, you get what you give. It's the principle of reciprocity. If you want a good partner, be a good partner.
My biggest fear for our marriage is that I'm never going to be good enough. I'm not going to succeed, so I try.
My greatest fear is settling for a mediocre marriage.
It crushes me when Grant says that he's not satisfied. I work very hard all day long to not be mediocre.
I feel like our marriage is only at 75% of its potential.
I think your husband is supposed to think you're great. And I don't have a husband who thinks I'm great.
Well, Grant and Kelly feel their 7-year marriage is suffering because he has such high expectations. Now, you guys are talking during the break. What are you talking about? What's he saying to you?
He asked me how we were doing. We doing okay?
Is she doing all right?
I think we're doing okay on the show. I think we're doing all right.
Yeah.
Some of these clips are a little surprising. I guess that's really what I'm like, whoa.
Well, I hope so. I mean, really, I do. I hope so. Because this is not okay with you, is it?
No.
But I asked you at the beginning if your spirit's broken, and you said, yeah, it is. And, you know, you're just kind of there. Like, it's like, you know, you're seeing this, and it's like, I mean, half the women in here are wanting to grab you and shake you, okay? And I told you, Robin has something to say to you. I mean, my wife, because she's my feminine side. She reads this. I'm in working out the next morning. She said, I've been up all night. I've been up all night. Can I call him? I said, no. You can't call him. He's coming. Robin, what do you want to say?
Well, first of all, she is not a possession that you purchased 7 years ago. You don't own her when you got married. She is a gift that God gave to you to enhance you, to enhance and enrich the rest of your life. This marriage is not just about you. I think that besides being a committed and devoted wife and mother, she is also a woman. And she deserves dignity and respect and nothing less. And I think even to start that, you could maybe scoop her up and carry her to the bed and insist she take a 3-hour nap, not because you want something in return, but because you value her, you appreciate her, and you are aware of how hard she works. And then, one more thing, and then you could go in then and feed the kids, bathe the kids, put them to bed, tuck them in, pick up the toys, clean the kitchen, maybe set the breakfast table, take out the trash, turn out all the lights, lock all the doors. That's sexy.
How'd she do?
I think she did great.
Yeah? So what do you hear her saying?
The solution to this problem would start with my attitude towards Kelly. I think that's what she's saying.
Right? Yeah.
To not be critical. And I agree with that. I think I came across as very overbearing and critical. What we're really trying to do here, I think, is address some things that Kelly might need help in doing just a little bit better. No. She works really hard, and I don't criticize her like that. I really try to support her, and there's really a lot that I do that y'all didn't see up there. And so I'm trying to say this in a way that will make sense.
Listen, I promise you, I'm smart enough to follow you. Just, okay. I mean, come right ahead, because
I want to do stuff around the house to help. I have a problem putting dishes away because there's no room to put them away in the kitchen cupboards. There's clutter in there.
Listen, do you honestly think this is about dishes and kitchen cupboards?
That was an example.
Okay, well, let me give you one.
Okay.
Okay. The example is one of a critical spirit. When you enter a relationship with a critical spirit, when you set yourself up to take your partner's inventory all the time and sit in judgment and let them know they're just not measuring up, they're not good enough, that doesn't inspire change, Grant. Now, I'm just telling you, it doesn't inspire change. What you have to do is you need to understand that the number one need in all people is acceptance. She is doubting her adequacy as a woman. She is doubting her adequacy as a wife. She is doubting her ability to ever please you. And that is not a good feeling. Now, that's your job. Now, you can talk about cupboards and how long stuff soaks in the sink, and you can talk about all that. And I'm not saying you're a perfect wife. I'm not saying you can't do some things better. I'm sure you can. I'm sure we can all do some things better. But if you live with somebody that you don't feel acceptance from, that you don't feel value from, that you feel like you got to jump through hoops all the time trying to please and can't ever get there, is that not a lonely feeling?
It is lonely, and one of my greatest concerns as I look at Grant is I don't think that he meets his own expectations. I don't think that the people around him meet his expectations. You know, we all know now that I don't meet his expectations, and I'm concerned for my children. I don't want them to grow up and think that they're not good enough and that they don't meet his expectations. I want them to think their parents think they are just worth $1 million, that they're the greatest thing. And I'm concerned that they are gonna feel the way that I do.
Okay, and do you get, she just said, feel the way that I do, and you want to talk about, oh, this isn't really representative, I want to talk about the dishes on the cupboard. You have a bigger problem here. You have a wife here that's saying, I don't want my children to feel like I do. This is your wife. This is the woman that should feel like, I don't know how you measure success in a man, but I've said it a million times. I finally matured to the point where I used to think that it's how much money I make, how much stuff I do, how much disease and suffering I stamp out in the world. All of those sort of things was my measure of a man. And then I added some things to that as I matured. And I've been married 29 years. And I got to the point where one of my measures of success is if I know that she can stand in a room full of 10,000 women and know in her heart that there isn't a woman in that room that gets treated better than her behind closed doors, then I have done my job. Okay? I have done my job. And it isn't how you treat them on the sidewalk. It isn't how you treat them at the grocery store. It's how you treat them when nobody's looking and nobody's listening. It's how you treat them behind closed doors. And you don't get a C+ like her meals do when it comes to that. Based on results, you don't get a C+. And trust me, this is a wonderful, intelligent, beautiful, vibrant woman that you have here. And you're judging her and pushing her down and pushing her down. I don't think that's your intention.
That's certainly not what I want to do.
But it is the result. It is the result. You need to start, you should spend every minute of every day trying to make her life better. And let me appeal to your greed.
Okay.
The better she feels, the better partner you're going to have. So I'll guarantee you. That's true mentally, physically, spiritually, sexually, every way. If she's having a great time in life, what kind of companion is she going to be for you?
A very good
If
companion.
She's browbeaten and feels defeated, what kind of partner is she going to be for you?
Not motivated.
Yeah, and she's not going to be happy, and you're not either. I want you to listen as the rest of the show unfolds. We'll talk some more. Coming up, we're going to talk to a woman who says a good wife can hold a baby, answer the phone, sign for a package, correct homework, make dinner, and feed the dog, all at the same time. She says women are here to serve their man. You're going to love this. We'll be right back.
Hour before your husband's coming home, change your shirt, put on some makeup, spray some perfume, be his wife when he comes home. There's nothing wrong with that. Why not want to make him happy?
On Oops the Podcast, join me, comedian Giulio Gallerati, as I examine everyday life, the mistakes, the bad decisions, the goals, the jokes, the social engagements, and all things in between. I'm joined every week by producer and personal confidant Ryan Lynch, various other comedians, for witty, candid, and intoxicating conversation. Our listeners love Oops for sophisticated banter, aka your mom could listen, and many feel like they're in the room with us chopping it up with old pals. You can find every episode of the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube.
A wife cleans the house up and makes everybody dinner.
I want a pretty wife. A wife has a baby.
Some wives work. She goes shopping.
A perfect wife is
exciting, happy.
Cleans her house, doesn't get you in trouble. And does it make you do homework?
I don't want to be a wife when I grow up.
Well, today we're talking about the role of the wife in 2005. Now, can wives have it all? Career, family, marital bliss? My next guest says, no way. Take a look.
I'm an expert at being a wife, and I believe a wife should stay home with her children and take care of her husband. I strongly believe in traditional roles between men and women. I do not feel like I need to go out into the workforce to be able to prove my validity. I think that by raising my children and being the best wife I can be,
I'm gonna make meatloaf,
is all the value that I need. Feminism likes to promote the idea that women can have it all. They can be a wife and a mother and still be out of the home, and that is impossible. Men want to come home and have dinner on the table. Why not want to make him happy?
Put him down there.
First thing in the morning, wake up to an empty dishwasher and a clean kitchen.
So the breakfast dishes are done, so now we can make dinner, right? Yeah. All right.
I came up with a meal planner. I take 28 meals, rotate them through a calendar. So you can essentially plan dinner for an entire year.
Do you want to know what we're going to have on September 23rd? Chicken burgers.
The hour before your husband's coming home, change your shirt, put on some makeup, spray some perfume, be his wife when he comes home. There is nothing wrong with that.
By staying home, taking care of the house, taking care of the kids, taking care of the dinner, taking care of the laundry, taking care of the floors, people can look at that and say, it's just so demeaning. It's not. Dr. Phil, I'm a great wife, and I'm a better woman for it.
Okay. So you basically agree with Grant that he, the expectations that he has, that that's what a woman should just top out on all of those things?
Well, not necessarily. I think that Grant's expectations need to be reasonable when it comes to his wife. And I think that his expectations can become what's reasonable for her now with three small children will be different in a year or different in 4 years. Personally, what I think Grant is saying...
Whoa. I'm not asking you to give him advice, okay? I'm just asking you how you feel about... Does your husband have these expectations of you? You say, this is what he wants, so I'm going to give him what he wants.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm not across the board. I'm not a Stepford wife. I'm not a robot. I have my own opinion. I'm a strong woman. I've worked out in the workforce. I found that once I had children, it was more beneficial for me to be home with my family. Women have done it for years, and there's nothing wrong with it. I think that women, unfortunately, get into this feeling that they're being degraded or they're being demeaned because they're not going out there getting a paycheck. And it's much harder to gain your own self-respect while you're staying at home and find your own validity for what you're doing without feeling like you're just under the control of a man. I run my house. I'm the queen of my castle, and my husband comes home, and I make sure that he knows that I appreciate what he's doing. We respect each other. If he came home and walked in the house and kicked the dog and told me I was mediocre, then I would have a less chance of wanting to make sure he had a hot meal on the table.
Yeah, well, you plan meals a year in advance, so
he can, would have... I can, yeah. Exactly. I wouldn't cook it that day.
Yeah, okay. You also said that... It's impossible for women to have a career, be a wife, take care of a family, because you can't give 100% of your time to your job and 100% time to your husband and family.
Right, I know.
Now, I can do the math. I get that. But you're saying that it's just not possible for women to do a quality job in both arenas simultaneously.
Well, you mean with working out of the home?
Yes.
Right, because I think you're...
I mean, don't ask me if that's what I mean. I read what you said. Is that what you meant?
No, I'm just clarifying. I think it is. I've worked before. I've been out of the home, and you're spread too thin. You cannot come home, and in the 2 or 3 hours that you have, and I know women say they can do it. I know that because I was there when I was working and not at home. I said I could do it too. But once you are home and you are taking care of your family and your home and you're putting in 110% into everything, you'll find that it's much more difficult than you thought it was.
Do you believe that your husband works as hard at this as you do?
Yep.
And so you have a balance and a give and take.
Absolutely. My husband works anywhere from 10 to 12 hours a day, and I stay home with the kids. I did not always feel like this. I struggled very, very much. I felt very much like Kelly did, where I needed the validation from my husband to say that what I was doing was the right thing. He would come to me, and he didn't say I was mediocre, but... He would come to me and say, you know, it'd be really nice if we could, you know, have dinner on a consistent basis. That was his thing. He could really care less about the makeup and the clothes or whatever, but his thing was dinner. He came to me, said that, and I thought, who in the world are you to come over and tell me how to do my job? And I was very defensive about it. And what I finally realized was that I really wasn't doing my job to the best that I could. And this was a decision I made. And this was the career. If I took a job out of the home, I would put in 100%.
All right, and so this is your advice. Be the woman your husband wants you to be. Before he comes home, dress up, clean up, have a hot meal waiting for him when he gets home. Have a shoe basket by the door to keep the floor clean so you don't busy yourself mopping and sweeping so you're with him. If your husband reaches for you, grab tighter. If he kisses you, kiss longer. If husband loves you, love him more. There's nothing more a husband wants than a loving wife and a good meal.
Basically, I mean, how can you disagree with that? I think that once you've made the decision about staying home, taking on a traditional role, raising your kids, then do 100%. And it's a respect issue. If he's respecting you, you're respecting him, then why not do things for each other that make the other one happy?
All right. Next, a woman who says she could never be happy as a wife. What does she think of Diana and Kelly? And I understand she's even got a beef with me. Get in line. Find out what it is when we come back.
I have no desire to ever be a wife. I'd have to give up too many of my own desires to accommodate a husband. I think Dr. Phil believes becoming a wife should be every woman's goal, and I couldn't disagree more.
My name is Joy. I'm 33, single, and I have no desire to be a wife. I choose not to be a wife because I enjoy being the only one in charge of my life.
As a wife, I'd have to give up too many of my own desires to accommodate a husband. Marriage should be an equal partnership between a wife and her husband, but too many marriages these days aren't. I think Dr. Phil believes becoming a wife should be every woman's goal, and I couldn't disagree more. A woman can have a full life without becoming a wife. Dr. Phil, I don't ever want to be a wife. What do you think of that?
Well, all right, I want to add Joy to our conversation. She thinks wife is a four-letter word. So tell me why. Why so adamant about that?
Well, I just feel that for my own life, it works being a single woman. It's what I desire. I'm not saying that other women can't make other choices and that many women aren't fulfilled in marital relationships and that they want to be there. It's just I want to have the option to remain single. I feel like society has opened up a little bit toward that, but it hasn't come all the way to where that's accepted for a woman to be.
So you're afraid if you get married, you would wind up in the situation where Kelly is feeling now?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
I mean, that would be your worst.
That would be my worst nightmare. I would be so horrified, and that's one thing that, you know, keeps me on the single path.
You said, how can you ever be a wife and be independent at the same time? What did you mean by that?
Well, I feel that the role of a wife and the marital relationship is one in which two people are depending on one another. I don't think you can ever be fully independent. I don't think that word fits into a marriage. Then you'll be leaving your partner's desires and wishes out of the picture.
Yeah, in fact, you said, I think that you would have to render yourself to being unintelligent like you had one functioning brain cell.
That's definitely, I did write that in my email. I said anybody...
You know, see, people write me this stuff, and then I get here, oh, no, you took that out of context. Oh, no, you took that out of context. Just frame that up for me.
I'm going to frame it up really well.
Please.
Yes.
I mean, I just read this stuff that y'all say, and then you go like, oh, I never said that. Well, actually, I did.
Okay, no, I totally said that. I will not deny it. I wrote it down, black and white. But what I said was anyone who is a wife and would claim that the role of a wife is to be independent probably only has one functioning brain cell. I don't think that's an intelligent stance to say that a wife's role is to be independent. It's interdependence, and that is the point that I wanted to make in my email. I think Grant here wants to be independent in the marriage, just have his wife be completely subordinate and...
So you don't think you can be in a relationship and not lose yourself? You think that you can't be an individual, be independent thinking and an individual, and be in a relationship? You fear that would be taken away?
I fear that would be taken away.
If you think I believe that a woman's ultimate goal is to be married and that's what... Where did that come from?
Well, that is mainly my suspicion. Given the overall themes of your...
So you have basically no data.
But I can't accumulate data. I'd have to sit home and be taping your show constantly, and
I accumulated some for you. I accumulated
some data
for you.
Yeah.
I'm not saying anyone should be married. For God's sakes, I'm not saying that. We got a 57.7% divorce rate in America. You've got to find what I call your authentic self. before the world starts telling you who you're supposed to be. I've said a long time ago, I'd rather be happy alone than sick with somebody else. And I've also said the famous Tom Cruise line, "You complete me," is the biggest crock in the history of the world. My advice for all women out there, whether you're a wife or not, we'll be right back. Well, today I'm talking about what it means to be a good wife. Well, I mean, what's the definition? And look, clearly this is a partnership. Clearly it's something that you have to do in a give and take. I mean, that's the whole formula for success in a relationship. Now, Grant, have I said anything today that has impacted your thinking at all?
Yes, you have. I've heard what you said. I've heard what your guests have said. I want Kelly and I to be very happy. I want us to be successful working together. And I think we can do it.
What was it you heard that stuck with you?
Well, the portrayal of me and the way I come across, that's not how I want to be seen. That's not how I want Kelly to feel, like she's married to someone like that. That's not how I want to come across. So I need to look at that.
But did you have any clue about that before today, that's how she was feeling?
You know, it's very different in this environment. And I did get a chance to hear a little bit more of how Kelly feels.
Do you feel comfortable telling him these things? Or do you feel like you're in trouble because you came here and you said all this stuff and now he's going to be upset with you?
I don't think he's going to be very happy.
Yeah? Is that true? Since you've heard all that, are you like pouting and not happy and all that?
No.
You don't want your wife to resent you, do you?
Absolutely not.
You don't want her stomach to turn over when she hears the car out in the driveway, do you?
No.
And you don't want her thinking when you put your hand on the doorknob and it turns that you're going to start taking her inventory and that whatever she's done all day hasn't been good enough, do you?
Absolutely not.
And aren't all of those things part of your experience?
Yes.
Now, she didn't tell me those things. Those aren't written down. So how did I know that? I know that because that's how people respond when somebody has a critical spirit in the relationship. You always have to look at every relationship based on this assumption. What is it costing me to be in this relationship? You should never invest more than you can afford to lose, and you should never stop being who you are in order to be half of somebody else. You can't do that. And what you've said is you're losing yourself. You said, I don't even know who I am anymore. That's just a quote. I mean, you just don't know. You've lost yourself. She's like beaten down. That's not a good thing for you. That's what I meant when I said appeal to your greed. Never, ever give up being who you are. And if somebody's in your face, you know, you got to do the best you can, and then they either got to get happy or live with it, you know. You can't live in fear every day. Fear of criticism, fear of rejection, fear of not being good enough. And what I'm telling you is this isn't about you. This is about you. And I want you to watch the tape of this show like 10 times. And I think you'll see what I'm saying. We'll be right back. Look, I want to thank everybody for being here today. It's not easy being successful in a marriage. We see that when we look at the divorce statistics. And I want to know what you think defines a good wife. Should women forget about their own dreams and needs in order to feel their duty as a wife? I don't think so, but maybe you think it's a reasonable sacrifice. Go to the message boards on drphil.com. Join the discussion. I would love to hear what you have to say. Thanks for being here. So long.